The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, if you have had a recent occasion in the house, like a birthday or Christmas, and you've overindulged the kids with a bit, with things like extra toys or the rules going out the window, how do you get them back on track to make sure they have realistic expectations of day-to-day life? Joining us this week for the Kids Clinic is clinical psychologist Tara Logan Buckley.
Hi, how are you?
Hi Tara, how's it going? How are you? Overindulgence, it's something I think all parents are guilty of. How do you get them back in the swing of things?
Yeah, so I suppose there's lots of different ways. I suppose really what we should do first is maybe understand actually what's going on psychologically for the child, because it can be very, very hard to get them back. And what's happening a lot of the time is children learn through repetition and also through association. So, for example, if they're used of it being their birthday week and they get toys every day, or they're getting cards, or, for example, they're getting a treat or their favourite foods or things like that, they then will start to see, actually, this is becoming normal. I want this. This isn't coming from nowhere. Like, this is being reinforced as well. So what other thing that happens there is that children also are still developing their frustration tolerances, which we know. So they're still trying to learn with how to say, not today, not this time. We're just looking. We're only going out for milk. We're not going to buy a toy. And that can feel really, really hard for them. But it's also a really important skill that we know that they need in life as well. So I think what's really, really important is, because kids learn from repetition and because they're still developing that window of tolerance, the real important goal for us is to kind of have, I suppose, certain days that are treat days, or that we have certain rules about going out into town, or about birthdays or about Christmas. So it's not about depriving the child, because some people feel like that. Well, if I don't give them treats, and, you know, I never got treats as a child, and it's a very different time that we live in, we feel like we're depriving our children. But actually what we want to do is we want to teach them that treats are actually occasional and they're not automatic. Because imagine if we were getting treats every day, they're not going to feel special anymore. And we want our child to be able to feel when things are special as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to come across as a Victorian dad here, and I certainly don't practice that, even if I thought it. I mean, is there an argument for saying we probably give too many treats, and that's part of the problem? It's very hard to come back to reality when you do that.
It certainly is. And look, it's really, really understandable as well. I suppose if we think about what parents have to do in their everyday lives now, look at the cost of living crisis. Now we have households where two parents have to work. They're tired when they come home. They mightn't have the energy. Kids are demanding at that age. They don't take word no lightly. Parents might be feeling guilty for not giving in to their children as well, or they might feel this is the only way that I can connect with them. So it's not parents' faults that they do this. It's because we're a very different world that we live in. But we definitely are over giving to children, and we are making that line blurred between actually what is a treat and actually what is expected. And that's what's happening with kids. And that's why we're seeing massive, let's say, meltdowns, or children basically, I suppose, saying, no, but I'm having this. You give it to me the last time. This isn't children kind of like trying to manipulate us or being, I suppose, malice to us. Children learn from behaviors. And also if they're watching parents, you know, if we're saying, well, you know, we're only meant to have a takeaway once a week at home, but we're tired because we've been working all week and we end up having three takeaways, they're looking at us kind of going, okay, but so the rule actually can be blurred. There is no set rule. So actually, if I give out enough or I cry enough, it might have only taken 10 minutes this time for mom or dad to give in to me. The next time, if I do it for 11 minutes, they'll definitely give in to me then. So actually, children are learning through us. So we also have to model good behavior. But it's okay as parents for us not to have it right the whole time. But I think we do need to start realizing that we are overgiving to children, and it means that their expectations are getting a lot more from us as parents as well.
Hi, this is Ciara. I'm just going to jump in here as well. Can I just ask you, though, is there something where parents, particularly modern parenting parents, have become less comfortable with just saying no?
They certainly have. And I think one of the reasons is everything I had just said there. But I think another reason is, even if I go back to when I was a child myself, it was a very, very different time. Chippers and takeaways weren't available where I was from. Treats were a thing that I literally got once a week. Parents now also view their children as friends. They don't want that power dynamic of the parent. They find it, they don't want that old, I kind of suppose, like punitive parenting style. They want to be their children's best friend. But the problem is you're blurring blurring lines there, because as a parent, you actually need to put boundaries in place, because what you're doing is you're teaching your child resilience. So your parents now actually do find it a lot more difficult to say no to children for numerous reasons. And also that can be quite personal to the parent and I suppose the background that they had and for their own children as well.
Okay.
All right. So what is the advice to parents who are listening here? Because it is easier said than done. I think, look, we're probably all guilty in this generation of overindulging our kids.
Yeah, of course. So one of the things you kind of started with was, let's say, about birthdays or about Christmas, and kind of like, you know, we're overindulging for a little bit of time. What it's about getting a pattern back in place, and children respond really well to patterns and to consistency as well. So for example, you will name the transition. So it might be like, you know, Christmas was a really, really special time. We had lots of extra treats. We had presents. We had a lot of fun. But now we're going back to a normal routine. So what we're doing is we're spelling it out to children. Sometimes that might be really obvious to us as adults, but it's actually not obvious to children. So really saying it like, you know, your birthday was such a special day. We love celebrating you, but your birthday treat happens only on a birthday, and that's not every day. So another way that we can do it as well is by, as I said, resetting the system. So I think it's really, really good by saying like, you know, we've got into this habit. Now we're going to change this habit, and this is why we're going to change it as well. Parents, I think, fall into a trap that, you know, when the child tries to negotiate, but we could do it last week, or but my friends do it and my friend's family do it. We might say, oh, well, you know, that's because your friend's family have a lot of money. You know, we might say something like that. It's also about learning not to compare ourselves, because children are masters at comparing themselves to friends and other peers. So it's actually about saying to them very simply, that's that family set of rules. This is our family and this is our set of rules. And it's using real plain English like that to actually say we are different and that is okay, but not going into the details why we are different.
Okay, thanks indeed for talking to us tonight. Tara Logan Buckley, our clinical psychologist. Text coming in on this already, Carol.
Yeah, someone says, as a primary school teacher, my pupils often tell me about a new toy that they'd gotten. I'd say, why did you get that present? And they say, no reason. And when every day is a treat day, no day is a treat day. I think parents are trying to overcompensate because they feel they're both working and can't give enough time to their child. And there may be a truth in that too, that we're kind of overcompensating because we don't feel we're good enough parenting.
Yeah, we're definitely more indulgent than previous generations.
Ah, yeah, we weren't really indulged very much. No, I'm not even being facetious. We actually weren't.
When you asked that question, and it was a really good question about, are we just worse at saying no? My parents had no problem
Mine had no problem. And sometimes they would say so no.
I think sometimes they relished it.
They would find it quite funny. Yeah. I actually think it's fair to say.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.